Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. Galatians 5 and 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In our last episode, we talked about the fruit of peace. And we determined that we will have peace if our minds are stayed on the Lord. Because we have our trust in Him, then we will have peace. The scripture reference for that was Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 3rd verse, and John, the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. Today we are talking about the fruit of long-suffering. This is a fruit that the Lord is looking for in us. Putting our trust in the Lord through trials and tribulation will allow us to have peace and to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 3. We have to trust in the Lord because we are soldiers engaging in warfare. Because we are soldiers, we do what we have been trained to do, no matter the conditions. Through trials and through tribulation, we endure as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are aware that the world is watching. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Why do we willingly go through trials and tribulation? We go through and endure hardship because it gives glory to our Heavenly Father. When you are going through various trials, you may suffer long. Remember that the people are watching how you go through your trials. People are watching how you suffer through. Do you rise up and meet the challenge through Christ, or do you complain and sulk? Do you look depressed? Are you negative and pessimistic? Do you lay around during your trials like someone who is without hope? Romans 12 says in verse 12, "Patient in tribulation and continue steadfastly in prayer." I'll say it again. Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 12 tells us to be patient in tribulation and continue steadfastly in prayer. Verse 9 of Romans 12 tells us to let love be without hypocrisy. In other words, don't just pretend to love others, but really love them. Verse 9 also tells us to hate what is evil and to cling to what is good. Verse 10 tells us to love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Verse 11 of Romans 12 tells us to never be lazy. Don't just lay around sulking, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Verse 12 says, "Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying." Then verse 20 of that same chapter says to be kind. What does it say? It says, "Rejoice in our confident hope, because our hope and confidence is in Christ Jesus." We may have to suffer a long time, but we glory in our tribulation, according to Romans 5 and 3. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, For we know that help, I'm sorry, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. A good soldier is going to be receptive and obedient to what God is telling him and calling him to do. He's going to rely on his training. He is going to rely on his instructions. A good soldier of Jesus Christ realizes he can achieve the goal and make it through the war. He is going through the war trusting in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." I'll read it again. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. It's common. It's not nothing new. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So go through your trials with God, with your trust in the Lord. Go through the trial. Going through the trial doesn't feel good. I mean, it feels bad. It's not a good feeling. Leah and Rachel went through, and it didn't feel good. Leah was trying to do things that would cause her husband to love her, but God blessed her by opening her womb because he knew she was enduring as a good soldier. She was enduring even though she wasn't loved. She kept doing good. And Rachel was sad because she appeared barren. She had to endure as a good soldier and keep doing what was good. And later God opened her womb. A soldier trains. Getting in the word, fasting, praying. A soldier trains by doing that, by getting in God's word and fasting and praying. But some are not ready to go through deployment because they don't know how to apply the basic training. So they have to stay and they have to learn how to apply the basic training, the basic instructions. They go through boot camp. So when enduring hardship as a good soldier, according to Romans 12, verses 9 through 12, remember to, number one, continue in prayer. Rejoice and be confident because your hope is in Christ, Romans 12, 12. Cling to what is good, Romans 12, 9. Overcome evil with good, Romans 12, 21. And continue in prayer, Romans 12, 12. Remember what James said, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity to great joy, for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in him alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." Father, we thank you for the fruit of long-suffering. We pray, God, that you would help us to endure as a good soldier. We pray, God, that we would apply the training of the teachings of your word, and that we would be able to stand steadfast through any trial and tribulation in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory and praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened.
Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.